in tribute to those men that sadly left home and never returned, and for all those men who died of tongue-related diseases.
There are 77 names on that monument, and when you began the process of collecting names and collating information, did you expect to have that many?
We didn't know, to be honest with you, Paul. We hadn't a clue. As I said, we put ads out in Highland Radio and papers and things. You know, didn't really. A lot of the deaths had taken place maybe in the 40s, 50s and 60s. You know, thankfully in the last 3 years, there's not as many deaths, you know, from the 90s, one in the 90s, I think. You know, it was the lack of health and safety in the past, you know, that left a lot of these people dead. You know, there was no health and safety in it.
And there are names on the memorial from all over the county, but it would be fair to say that West Donegal very much disproportionately represented in the list of people who died in those tunnels.
That's right. There's people from all over Donegal, from Bundoran right to Inishowen, but the largest proportion would be West Donegal, from Clonmealy, Fulcara, down Gidor, and certainly the west of the county, you know.
And given the historical links between West Donegal and Scotland, no surprise perhaps that the majority of the deaths took place in Scotland.
That's right, Don. I think a lot of them would have left at an early age to go to Tatihokan and then moved on to other jobs, and eventually, because the money might have been a bit bigger, they ended up digging the Hyder Dams in the north of Scotland. So there's 44 deaths out of the 77 that were killed in Scotland.